against taxes. You know, I think, you know, I can look at myself, you know, personally and business-wise, all the money that I put into taxes. But I see the benefit of this. I see what we have done with our money. We have built, just here lately, these two beautiful new things that are going up. We've done this with the K-5 building. I wish people would take the time to see the situation the high school is in and know that, understand the bonding capacity that Mr. McGinnis and Mr. Wallace talked about. Now, it'll be 20 more years before we can touch that high school. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that that high school's gonna make it 20 more years. I honestly don't, and I want better for my kids, but my kids are not gonna see this. I want better for my grandchildren, because I'm gonna have grandchildren that live here. And I can guarantee you, that building will not last for my grandchildren to see it unless we do what is a hard, unpopular thing, and that is to raise through the nickel tax. I just don't see any way around it. And you want to talk about bringing jobs in here? I have a business that has openings for people to work, and nobody will come to work. They don't want to work. You cannot lead a horse to water and make it drink. You can leave it there all day long.
Yeah.
So that's not, you know, and we can't bring a Walmart in here. That's not our business. That's not the job we're in. But we're in the educating business, and we have discussed and talked at length till we're all blue in the face about test scores and raising those and making kids accountable and making teachers accountable.
And we're seeing some progress.
And we're starting to see progress.
And 2 years of COVID, we have seen progress.
We're starting to see some progress. Granted, it may not be the greatest, but we've got to start somewhere. And the only thing we can do, in my personal opinion, and again, y'all know, I am not one for taxes, but is to bite the bullet, do the unpopular thing, and do this. And they want to talk about, I'm retired and I'm on a fixed income. Well, I work. I'm on a fixed income as well. I only make so much money every time I get paid. I don't get paid a different amount from week to week. We're all on fixed incomes. You get paid the same. You get paid the same. Everybody gets paid the same. I just think there's nothing to do but to do it. We have no choice.
Okay. So are we ready to make a motion?
I'll be glad to make the motion.
Well, it's long and you're going to have to read it.
Okay. Well, bring it over here for my bifocals.
Let me ask you this. What happens? What can they do after this? What about the referendum? What are the...
It's subject to approval.
Okay.
Okay. I make a motion that the Tree County Board of Education adopts an additional 5 cents equivalent tax rate, nickel equivalent, on real and personal property, which will produce an equivalent revenue of 5 cents per $100 of property assessed for the 22-23 fiscal year. The district's 5 cent equivalent rate is 6 cents, which, when applied to the current rate, brings the total real property rate to 58.9 cents. The district's 5 cents equivalent rate changes, rate changes each fiscal year and may be higher or lower when applied to future tax bills. The district will not begin collecting an additional revenue from this levy until the 23-24 fiscal year. The revenue produced by this increase will be dedicated to a major renovation of existing school facilities, new construction, and debt service.
Second.
All right.
Thank you.
Do we need a second?
Yeah, we got a second.
Okay.
Charlene seconded, so I'm going to call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we have a unanimous vote, 5-0. Motion carries. Yep, I need a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.